tobacco. I'm not used to using the copy machines here. But also, this is not a typical schmooze. It's more just a talking hashgafa. It's not like really such a schmooze. But I thought it's, so to speak, me'inyane di'ayma, as we will realize. So let's first read this Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is going on Pinchas. It says, Amar Rav Chisda bo limlech ein bayrino. Rashi says, I didn't put the Rashi on the other two columns in Rashi, that basically if a kanoi comes to Bezin, and it's b'shas ma'isa, and he asks, should he do it? So we don't tell him to do it. Shelo nemra, the only time we tell the kanoi is the halacha of kanoi and pogano, et mekane me'atmo, ve'eno nimloch. Okay. It's a very seemingly misleading halacha. Seems to say that the kanoi can't ask, he has to go. The problem is, if we keep on reading the Gemara, we'll see that Pinchas himself was nimloch. So we'll have to keep on reading. Itmer nami, Amar Abba bar Rav Chanan, Rav Yechon, bo nimlechei marino. Velo old, and not only this, at a shem pirish Zimri, if Zimri would have been pirish, v'hargu Pinchas, in other words, in this, Pinchas killed Zimri when they were being together. But the Gemara is later going to say that was mamish and nace, because the derech adeva would be, Zimri would see that Pinchas is about to kill him, he would jump up. So that split second, he would have been parish. And in that case, which would have been the norm, that if Zimri would have been parish, and then Pinchas would kill him a second later, Pinchas neregada. Pinchas would have been chaya misa, been killed. Rashi says, why? Below Odesh, and Pirish Zimri min Aisha of Hergo, Pinchas achar gain, neregada. He would be chai misa. Why? Shel nemra halacha da, because this halacha, kavno and bogim, is only said at a b'shas ma'isa. In other words, it's not a punishment. It's to avoid the chidu Hashem, whatever. So it sounds like from Rashi, it's maybe a gzera psychosis, not, but it's the halacha was only said b'shas ma'isa. Okay, then we're skipping the Gemara partially, and then the Gemara says again, first of all, this case that I said that Pinchas asked the Shaida, V'yarpin b'azar my ra, Amar Rav ra, Ma'isin iskra alocha, he remembered alocha, Amar no oki abba, avi abba, he asked by his uncle, that's Moshe, oki avi abba, lo kachlam dani, britko me harsinai bo, sakusas kanon, pagin bo. So in other words, why, in other words, Rashi explains that he was afraid to do it because he thought the Shaida alocha more of a rabble, so he asked Moshe. So Moshe told him, Karina Dinkus, that the person who brought the letter, he should be the Shliach, Rashi says. So right away, Stam it's a stira, that the Gemara in the beginning said, Haba Nimloch Ein Bayrino, you don't do it. And here Pinchas himself was Nimloch. So Rashiva Dal said, Shat, and I assume other people say it too, is that, of course, if a person doesn't know the halacha, and a person asks, what is halacha? Of course you're supposed to, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, it's the right thing to do to ask halacha. When it means, abo limlech ein marino, means if a person knows halacha, and avo pikein, he's not ready to do it. He wants to double check, so to speak, or, you know, should I do it? But you know the halacha. So that already is a simen that he's not so on fire. Because in order to have the din of Kanoi and Pogibo, you have to be so angry, so upset. You have to be so upset by the Chid of Hashem. So that you know the halacha, why aren't you doing it? Why are you asking? But if a person doesn't know the halacha, like here that Pinchas thought there was a shayda that was wrong to do because of Moriah Halacha Vei Rabo, so of course there's nothing wrong to ask. Okay, then the Gemara just goes, just to finish the Gemara. The Gemara says that there were six Nisim. It's sticking the next Amr of the Gemara. Amr Rav Yechlan, Shisha Nisim Nasa, five lines down. Six miracles happened. The Pinchas Echoshar Zimri Nifrash, because I'll be Derek Hateva, Zimri would have been Pyresh. And then if we said, if he would have been Pyresh, then Rashi says, Shoyal Nifrash, Meisha Shuving Nitin Hargo. If I care, as we said before, he would have been Chai Misa if he would have killed him. The echad, and then at the last one it says, the echad jibor malach v'hishkis ba'am. And Rashi says, In other words, that the normal thing would have been that the Shevet of Shimon would have killed Pinchas. Because that would be the Derech HaDeva. Pinchas just killed their Nasi. So Amalek made a nay, so Pinchas didn't get killed. Okay, that's the Gemara. So I believe I'm saying over roughly a Rosh Yeshiva shmooze. As I say, it's not exactly a shmooze. It was like a dehir or a hashkafa. But I don't remember exactly the way the Rosh Yeshiva said it, but I think it was basically like this. The Gemara says, going back in the beginning, that below old, four lines down, She'im Biris Zimri V'Orgo Pinchas V'Orgo She'im Biris Zimri V'Orgo Pinchas Neregalov. If Zimri would have been perished for that split second, because he sees that Pinchas wants to kill him, and yet Pinchas would have still killed him, then Pinchas would have been Chayiv Misa. Neregada. Bezin would have killed Pinchas. He would have been Chayiv Misa. So the shayla is why? In other words, I think the Yeshiva made a diyuk, where I don't want to blame the Yeshiva. The Shkafa he definitely said. I don't exactly remember if he said it here. The mashmos of the lashon of the din is that in the only switch between when what Pinchas did was one of the world's greatest mitzvahs. Pinchas got kahuna. Pinchas, according to the Chazal, lives la'ilam. Pinchas is a yoh navi. He got to live la'ilam voed. It's an amazing schus. The only person who never died. So Pinchas got this amazing, amazing schus. Why did he get this amazing schus? Pinchas became, according to many midrashim, the Kohen Gadol later. Eventually, he became the Kohen Gadol, and his children became the Kohen Gadol. Why did he get this amazing schus? Because he did the Shem Shemayim with total the Shem Shemayim, which the cloud, the din of Kanoah and Pogimbo, was only with the Shem Shemayim, but he probably did it with this super level of Shem Shemayim. And he went, as we see from the Gemara, with Mesiris Nefesh, knowing Al Piderech HaTeva is going to get killed. And he went and he did this. So for that amazing mitzvah, he got such an amazing schar. Comes along the Gemara and says, Shempirish Zimri. So it's mashma, everything else remains the same. It's not that Impirish Zimri and he wasn't a Shem Shemayim, etc., etc. It's Impirish Zimri, and everything else is the same. The Hargo Pinchas Naragada, meaning Pinchas is going totally to Shem Shemayim with the highest level of the Shem Shemayim that's humanly possible. And he's going b'mesiris nefesh. And he knows he's going to be, I'll be derech ha-teva, he's not going to be killed. And he's not being soymech on an ace, because he ain't soymech on an ace. And he's going, this is such an amazing chidu Hashem, I can't take it, I got to kill Zimri. And he's so rallied up. Except that because he's so emotionally charged, so and Rashi doesn't even seem to say that there's a logical svara to make a difference between whether it's pirish or not. Rashi just said that that's the halacha. Logically, maybe it makes no difference. So Pinchas is so charged, and he's going to kill Zimri because it's a Shem Shemayim. And then a split second, Zimri gets up, and Pinchas is still so emotional and so excited. So he goes in and he kills him. So he's Chayim Misa. So the Shevet guy, wait, he's Chayim Misa. Why should he be Chayim Misa? He's a Shem Shemayim. He's being Mesiris Nefesh. He's giving his life. He's ready to die for Kiddush Hashem. For such a person who's ready to die on Kiddush Hashem and he's totally in a Shem Shemayim, he's Chayim Misa. So of course, Rashiva said, of course. Because it doesn't make a difference if you're the Shem Shemayim, and it doesn't make a difference if you're being Meister Nefesh. If you're not keeping halacha, it's all worth babkas, right? That's it. So that was the what? That's the hashkafa that the Shiva was very, very big in. That a person can be totally the Shem Shemayim, because the level of Pinchas, the Shem Shemayim, is, we can't imagine that level of the Shem Shemayim. And the level that he's going to be Meiser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, and he's risking his life. Without a nace, no one told Pinchas he's going to get a nace. So without a nace, he thought he would be killed. He's still, too bad. If you're not keeping halacha, you're Chayim Misa. So that was the basic hashkafa, that if people, the tendency that people are mispoiled. Wow, so much kavana, so much Hashem Shemayim, so much everything. And okay, so he made a little mistake in halacha, you know, in egel halacha. But it's so amazing, right? The point is, if you're not keeping halacha, but maybe especially when you should, Pinchas should have known better, whatever. So then, it's not only it's not a mitzvah; it can even be a terrible avera, can be a chayim misa. The shaila is, how prevalent does such a thing happen? Okay, but does that such a thing ever happen? So I happened, I think Monday, I went to hear someone speak in the mirror. I don't remember his name. Something like that. And he quoted this Hamik Dover, which says, and I don't know if that was his point exactly, but it says it really befares his point. He says, V'yadua d'chorben rishon l'bishuva v'azar g'rashi chazdamim. Okay, Abayit Rishon was terrible Averis. But Chorbish Bayit Sheni was Sinas Chinam. The Gemara says that they were Oiskim B'Torah B'Avayda. Right? The Gemara says, Gemara doesn't just say Oiskim. The Gemara says they were Shleimim. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. They were Shleimim in Torah and Avaydas Hashem and Gemilas Chasadim. Says the Hamik Dover, Achayu Roiv Shvichas Damim. That in the time of the Bayit Sheni, we usually think there was just there was sinas chinam. So he learns a different shot. He learns that there was shvichas damim, murder. How can it be shvichas damim if they're oiskim b'toyren avodas Hashem and they were shleimim? Teretz says it was a shame shemayim. Shayadonim es ha'oivra aways adover shustuki umaser moridim l'kadayim. Now there's people that were not doing exactly what they thought was right. They're Rishayim, so they're Chayim Isa. They're Paskin, the Shem Shemayim, all these people are Chayim Isa. And therefore, the Shem Shemayim, they killed them. Ubezen Nasa Hanagosa Mikukelis Ma'oid. Vakol the Shem Shemayim. It's such an amazing thing. So he says that it's not one person. One Meshuggah, there's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, doesn't say it actually happened. It said, Lu Yitzur, Pinchas would have done it, he would have been in Ratzach. But who says it ever happens? No, that someone's totally in the Shem Shemayim and he murders someone. It can't be. But the Hamik Dover says that it wasn't just one person, it was the whole door, but it was a great, for you really Shvichas Damim. It was a lot. The door was chaya for that. It wasn't just Yechidei Skula. There was the Roy Shvichas Damim. He says it sounds like it was very prevalent. So that what the Netziv, that the Hamik Dover is saying, that it's shayach, and it happened historically, that people who are Talmidei Chachamim, B'nei Torah, Tzadikim, so to speak, in totally the Shema, they're the Shem Shemayim, but if they went ahead and made a mistake in Halacha, and they mistook people who they thought are Rish, who were not Rishayim, and they would go ahead and they would turn them into Rishayim, they would be doing Shvichas Damim L'Shem Shemayim. So that, each half says a different half. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says a half, that even if you're mechavin Hashem Shemayim and you're going with Mesiras Nefesh, if it's not the halacha, it's not. If I care, it could be chayim misa. The Hamik Dover is, you also see they got the goddess from that. So it's also you see that point too to a certain extent that you get a tremendous einish, but you get the goddess. But you can also see, if you see from the Hamik Dover, an additional point. That not only do you get such a severe einish for it, but you can go ahead and it's prevalent. It's not a whole door of Talmid Chachamim can do such a thing. Could by mistake go ahead and do things that shame Shemayim that are wrong. Why do I say it's in Yana Diyama? Because this is a self-understood, but I might as well spell it out anyway, even though it's self-understood. We're here in Yerushalayim, here at Kodesh, and it's amazing. And especially, we're surrounded by Talmidei Chachamim and people learning Yom V'Laila. It's amazing. But it's also a very funny place. On one hand, you have people who are Meiser Nefesh not to go to the army. And if they see us, Chayal, we have a riot going on because Chas V'Shalom, a person should be a Chayal that's in, and they get ready to be Meiser Nefesh and get arrested and thrown in jail. Because, so, and then on the other hand, you have people that are being Meiser Nefesh to be a Chayal. Also Meiser Nefesh. So, they're two extremes. Who's right? I know who's right. I'm not going to paskin who's right. But the Meisa, the you know, obviously we're not saying everyone's a Shem Shammai. That would be a nar to say everyone's a Shem Shammai. But there are some people in both camps that are the Shem Shammaiim. And they're going ahead. This one camp is going ahead and is ready to kill the Chayal, so to speak. And this was Mesiris Nefesh to be a Chayal. So the answer is that if halachically they're right, then they're tzaddikim. But if halachically they're not right, then the fact that even if you're Meiser Nefesh, and even if you're Neshem Shemayim, that's not a heter. You have to make sure you're halachically right. Now, how do you know if you're halachically right? So we have a very simple system. We ask our gedolim. So hopefully, we have to dump people to kafskos. There are gedolim, maybe on both sides of the fence. Maybe I'm not looking into the Indian. And yeah, okay. But what it would mean, at least for ourselves, you know, for the guys here, so we're not dunning the other people. The other people, we can be done to kafskos. They have their gedolim. Everyone's following their gedolim. And everyone, therefore, is doing what halachically is correct. And everyone's tzaddikim. But as far as the guys here, at least the gedolim that we follow, which I think it's self-understood, we might as well speak it out too, is the gedolim we follow probably hold of neither, right? We do not hold that you're supposed to, right? Obviously, Rav Steinman is the great gedolim, and he does whatever. Definitely, I don't think he would feel that you should kill a person who walks into Mei Sharem and just, you know, I don't think so. I think he feels that fakir. Some people, you know, a guy who's not everyone's cut out for learning, and not everyone, and a person, based on the laws of the country, and he can't, you know, then I think he does say that sometimes the guy, there is cases, I'm not, again, not in the Indian, where a person should become a soldier. So you surely can't go ahead and go ahead and stone him. And on the other hand, you know, as far as I understand, the Rav Shach and other Gedolim did not feel that, even though there's a tremendous mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolim and Paskin, that is not Doiche Pikuach Nefesh. And, you know, then it's not the mitzvah of having Chevron or other places, assuming hashkafically, our safety. You know, if you're doing it because of safety, because you have to defend, okay, then that of course makes sense. If from a military standpoint, you're protecting the people by having these places, that's push it. But if I care, from a military point of view, it's not necessary. There's no reason you have to be living in the middle of a certain dangerous area, and you're putting your lives in danger, and if just, you know, so I believe, I'm not saying there might be other gedolim disagreed, but the gedolim that we have, that we follow, I'm pretty sure that they held that it's not the right thing. So therefore, not judging other people, but talking about ourselves, if we, one of the guys would get inspired, say, wow, this is so amazing. These people are so moistened, the Shem Shemayim. People are so, you know, it's such an amazing thing. I want to do it too. So, listen, they have their gedolim, fine. So they're tzaddikim. But for us to do these things, it is very possible that if a person, in other words, if Lu Yitzur, a guy from the yeshiva, would go ahead and join either camp because he's so inspired by the Shem Shammai and Mesiras Nefesh, then it is shayach what the Chazal said, that instead of, just like by Yoshua, if he would have gone ahead and killed the person, instead of being, and after he perished, instead of being a tremendous mitzvah, it would have been transformed to a tremendous aveira. So that would, I suspect, you know, again, not being, but you know, it's not nogei at a maisa because it didn't happen. But I suspect that would be true. So again, I want to be clear. I'm not chas v'shalom saying anything about anyone else. Everyone else, they have their gedolim. But the hashkafa has to be that if even if we're impressed, it's only if it's halacha. If the halacha is right, then it's gevaldik asitzkes. But if the halacha is wrong, then it could be, then fakirt. All the neshem shamayim and all the mesiras nefesh doesn't count. And the way we determine, since we're not big enough gedolim to paskin, so the way we determine what the halacha is we have to follow the gedolim. Now, there could be different people can have different gedolim. That we know. The Ashkenazim have their gedolim. It's part of their gedolim. But at least that we have to follow our gedolim, and that would be determined whether something is a mitzvah or an aveirah.